Senator Carter wants to restore several HOPE scholarship programs he says DLD funded in 2011. One of his bills would provide forgivable loans to some undergraduate education students in exchange for their commitment to teach in Georgia's public schools.
These are common sense solutions that require the state to keep its promise to teachers, that will send a message that we want and respect the people who are entering into that profession.
But Governor Deal's campaign says the governor's leadership ensured the future of the HOPE scholarship for current and future students. Carter filed another bill Thursday. If lottery proceeds increase for the next four fiscal years, Carter's bill would raise the percentage of lottery proceeds that fund education. Carter says the initiatives are needed because the current administration has dismantled the state's public education system and is not doing enough for teachers.
The current administration does not respect the teachers in our state the way that they should, and they have not focused on what it takes to recruit and retain the best teaching workforce that we can have.
On Thursday, Governor Deal responded to Carter.
Senator Carter has been here now for 4 years. It's nice to see him finally getting around to making some proposals. He has voted for every one of my budgets that I put out there that included education funding, and apparently he has agreed with me up to this point.
Carter's campaign fired back, saying the fact that the governor wouldn't recognize actual leadership on the issues that are important to Georgia families isn't really surprising, and it seems to be a pattern. Governor Deal has proposed adding $547 million additional dollars to K-12 education in the 2015 fiscal budget. A November Georgia Budget and Policy Institute report found since 2003, the state has spent more than $7 billion less on public education than what's called for in the state's education funding formula. Michelle Wirth, WABE News, the state capital.